is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 30th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Hyde Park, New York, 1882. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who said, "Remember, you are just an extra in everyone else's play." It was on this day, 1972, British Army parachutists shot 27 unarmed civil rights demonstrators in Derry, Northern Ireland, an event that came to be known as Bloody Sunday. It's the birthday of the historian Barbara Tuchman, born New York City, 1912, author of The Guns of August, her history of the political machinations that led to the eruption of World War I in the summer of 1914. It's the birthday of the novelist Shirley Hazzard, born Sydney, Australia, 1931, author of a very well-received novel, The Transit of Venus, who then waited 23 years before publishing her next novel, The Great Fire, set in the aftermath of World War II. Shirley Hazzard said, "I wanted to write a story of falling in love. I wanted to be as true as possible to a phenomenon now passing away from our society, the accidental meeting of a man and a woman and a sense of destined engagement that would possibly last out their lives." And it's the birthday of Richard Brautigan, born in Tacoma, Washington, 1935, best known for his book Trout Fishing in America, which has sold millions of copies around the world, which does not have much of a plot, is only 112 pages long, which he wrote in the summer of 1961, camping with his wife and daughter in the Stanley Basin of Idaho. Here's a poem for today by Raymond Carver, entitled At Least. I want to get up early one more morning, before sunrise, before the birds even. I want to throw cold water on my face and be at my work table when the sky lightens and smoke begins to rise from the chimneys of the other houses. I want to see the waves break on this rocky beach, not just hear them break as I did all night in my sleep. I want to see again the ships that pass through the strait from every seafaring country in the world, old, dirty freighters just barely moving along, and the swift new cargo vessels painted every color under the sun that cut the water as they pass. I want to keep an eye out for them, and for the little boat that plies the water between the ships and the pilot station near the lighthouse. I want to see them take a man off the ship and put another up on board. I want to spend the day watching this happen and reach my own conclusions. I hate to seem greedy. I have so much to be thankful for already. But I want to get up early, one more morning at least, and go to my place with some coffee and wait, just wait, to see what's going to happen." A poem by Raymond Carver, At Least, from Where Water Comes Together with Other Water, published by Vintage Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.